Another batch of nude celebrity photos was leaked online a week ago. Believed to be the work of hackers, this latest security breach is the second in almost a month. Nearly 100 stars were targeted in the first breach, and the second attack added a few more to the list. But should this concern you? If you happen to store your tax returns remotely in some cloud-based service, those returns could just as easily be the target of a similar hack. The vast majority of the celebrity photos appear to have come from Apple's iCloud data storage system, prompting the company and the FBI to investigate. Some hackers boasted on the website 4chan that they took advantage of a previously unknown flaw in iCloud's feature that synchronizes photos, contacts, and music between a user's devices. Apple released a statement denying that its systems were attacked. Instead, the company thinks the hackers specifically targeted celebrities' usernames, passwords, and security questions in order to gain access to their private files. Apple continues to assist the government in trying to track down the hackers, but so far no arrests have been made. Should the hackers be traced, they could face civil claims from each compromised celebrity. In addition, some celebrities will also pursue charges against people who repost the photos. The FBI has already said that they plan to bring charges against the hackers. The most obvious charge is identity theft, since the hackers used usernames and passwords that were not theirs. But there are also other charges that the FBI could bring. Under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, the agency could bring charges based on unauthorized access to a protected computer. Additionally, the FBI could also bring charges under the Electronic Communications Privacy Act. In one case, the hackers could even be charged with distributing child pornography because some of the pictures of an Olympic gymnast were taken when she was a minor. The hackers are not the only ones that the FBI could charge. Technically, anyone who has unlawfully distributed the photos, since they appeared on the web, could face criminal charges. Practically speaking, this is unlikely. So many people have posted links to the photos that it would be nearly impossible to locate them all. It might be easier to go after those who hosted the photos on their own servers, but the photos are erased almost immediately after they're posted. If Apple's computer systems were compromised, Apple might have a claim against the hackers as well. Additionally, these attacks on iCloud users have called the company's security measures into question, eroding consumer confidence. However, Apple would have to first demonstrate that damage. If they cannot, this second claim could possibly be thrown out because Apple would lack standing to bring that claim. Next, even if the FBI can identify the hackers, they could face problems with jurisdiction. The government clearly has jurisdiction if the hackers are located on U.S. soil, but it is not so clear if the hackers are foreign. The U.S. government argues that it has jurisdiction over cybercrimes where the targets are U.S.-based computers. But if the hackers are foreign, their home countries may also have an interest in bringing the attackers to justice. The European Convention on Cybercrime attempts to address some of these jurisdictional problems, but many countries have not adopted this treaty. Whatever the outcome of the investigation, it is clear that the security breach affects everyone with iCloud activated on one or more Apple devices. The best advice for everyone is still the same. We should protect ourselves by not using the same password for multiple platforms, and we should make sure our passwords are strong. I'm Jay Kasin.